This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Alex Chadwick. A fierce battle is underway in the heart of Baghdad. U.S. tanks have seized one of the main bridges across the Tigris River, hours after Iraqi forces launched counterattacks against U.S. positions in the city. Yesterday, a U.S. bomber dropped four 2,000-pound bombs on a building in a residential area of Baghdad where it's suspected Saddam Hussein and his two sons had gathered. Pentagon officials say forces targeted the Palestinian hotel today, that is, U.S. forces did, because Iraqi snipers were thought to be operating near there. Two journalists were killed. NPR's Anne Garrels has been staying at the hotel.
It's quiet now, but the hotel was hit this morning on the 15th floor, possibly by a tank shell. I understand American soldiers have said snipers were firing from or around this hotel and that men were on the roof with binoculars surveying the American positions. I can only say I've seen no snipers in my hotel and I've heard no outgoing shooting from this hotel. And yes, indeed, there were reporters using binoculars on the roof.
What have you been able to see of the battle that's underway in downtown Baghdad?
Well, it was right in front of our eyes. Since early morning, American troops moved several miles through the grounds of the vast Republican Palace just across on the other side of the Tigris River. As the home of Saddam's administration, government offices, and the elite Republican Guard, this area has both strategic and symbolic value. The fighting was incredibly fierce, with Americans employing heavy artillery, rockets, tank guns. They called in A-10 Warthogs, which sprayed buildings where Iraqi snipers were operating. The battle then moved along the river towards the Information Ministry and the TV building. It went on for perhaps 7 hours. Iraqis tried to set oil fires to mask their positions, but the visibility remained, while not great, better than yesterday.
We've heard reports that another reporter has died there, this one for the Al Jazeera Arabic language television network, but that was in a separate incident, wasn't it? That was not in your hotel.
Not at all. The Al Jazeera correspondent claims this was a deliberate U.S. attack in order to silence the Qatar-based Arab network. He claims the Americans don't want the world to see the crimes they are committing against the Iraqi people. But in my view, this really was an avoidable tragedy. All the press corps essentially at the Palestine, with the exception of Al Jazeera and the Abu Dhabi TV. They had permission and insisted on staying near the Republican Palace and the Information Ministry, which were well-known U.S. targets. And by yesterday, Republican Guard units had taken up positions around them. It was clear to everyone this was going to be the scene of fierce fighting. And now there are reports Abu Dhabi is asking the International Red Cross to come and rescue them from the fighting.
Do Iraqi officials say anything, Anne, about this latest U.S. attempt to kill Saddam Hussein?
No, there's been absolutely nothing on this, though. I was in the area where the bomb fell, and residents did tell me those buildings had been used by Iraqi intelligence. The information minister, Mohammed Sahaf, was asked about this. I mean, he dismissed it. He was then asked if Iraq would surrender, given the conditions now in the capital. He replied, not at all. Ever defiant, he said, the Americans will be burned. The mood in Baghdad, though, I have to say, has shifted dramatically overnight. TV's off the air, and before it disappeared, it failed to broadcast the usual morning military statement listing Iraqi successes. Last night, television broadcasts failed to mention it had been the anniversary of the founding of the ruling Ba'ath Party, and that's usually a big, major holiday here. In interviews I had with Iraqis today, they're blaming Saddam Hussein for the apparent debacle in Baghdad. They now realize it's a debacle. They're sneering at his much-vaunted Republican Guard, and they're saying it's creating a split between Sunnis and Shiites now in the city, a split that had sort of been eliminated in the first days of fighting. Shiites now say Saddam signed his doom by refusing to put Shiites in the Republican Guard and only including Sunni Muslims from his hometown. As a point of honor, they point to the resistance Shiites put up in the south, comparing it favorably to what they say is a disaster.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad.